Good day, friends and enemies, and welcome to the Lavender Ladies podcast. We have quite a thrilling story to tell you, but before we get along too far, a warning. This podcast contains swearing and themes of violence, drugs, sex, organized crime, torture, and murder. Listener discretion is advised. And now, without any further ado, our story begins in the big city, Olympus.
Then he said you'd fill me in.
No, he didn't.
Banshee, you can't keep this from me!
I can't?
No, I'm supplying the weaponry!
And you've been paid.
Come on, I'll find out anyways.
All the more reason for me to keep quiet. You'll find out about it, eventually.
Well, if you don't tell me, I happen to know a little rat who will.
Leave Bobby out of this Tuesday. Tensions are high enough as it is.
All the more reason for me to stick my nose in. You know I live for drama, Banch!
I know you're a coward. You don't have to tell me.
Me? A coward? It's not even fun to jokingly deny it these days. You know, my game is money, dear, and I'm here to win. I don't have time for the mafia petty feuds or whatever.
Whatever you say, Scarlet, I've got a job to do.
Maybe. I just wanted to hear you say it. Oh well. Better get to the TV and see the action.
I spoke the other day to the chief of police, inquiring after the increasing crime rate that has driven so many of us to hide in our homes. The chief informed me that the rate of weaponry freely available on the streets has led to the murder of many loved ones and the loss of the sense of security that living in a home in America should automatically supply. The drugs, which are available to every man, woman, and child, have torn through our community. These struggles inevitably take time to repair, and in that time, it seems that the crime rate merely increases. When we consider the heroic resistance made by each citizen here in Olympus who dares to stand up against the heavy odds in this home front, the frustration we all collectively feel that nothing is being accomplished is not felt more by any single individual. We all feel this loss together, yet we all feel that we are fighting alone. However, let it be known that other parts of the state have been directly reporting to Chief Mihai, who is standing strong and has been fighting this battle for way too long by himself. Our police have struggled but fought valiantly. We have sent every body available to Olympus as fast as we could to assist in this war. I am not reciting these facts for the purpose of being accused. We do not have time nor means to point fingers. I am here to tell you that I, Governor Slate, will be here in our darkest hour. We will band together to clean up the streets. No more will we have to fear the drug addicts that are taking over our streets, our homes. No more will we stand by and idle. We will help our homeless. We will help our addicts. They are a living, breathing part of this community, and we can no longer shun them. We must take them into our lives and help them. Should we stand divided, our community will crumble. More, now than ever, our community depends on the teamwork of all of us living here in Olympus to bring harmony to...
See, Vinny? What did I tell you? Everything has worked out perfectly.
For now. I don't trust Jonah.
We fulfilled our end of this little job. Now our concern is dividing payment.
Hopefully our only concern.
As far as I'm worried, we've done everything within our power to handle the situation. We should be hearing from Jonah very soon. Speak of the devil?
Yeah, literally.
Hush. It's Stavish.
Oh, I am very aware, my good business partner.
I trust you were watching the news?
Yes, every moment of it. From the speech to how unfortunate the governor's time ran out.
Yes, quite unfortunate.
Oh, but Asta, such excellent work.
Thank you. I'm glad you're satisfied with the results.
Satisfied? Oh, I'm ecstatic. It's always a pleasure when a plan goes through.
Well, Jonah, I'm glad you got what you wanted out of all of this. Now, about what I want.
Yes, of course. You'll find the briefcase at our agreed location. My good friend is keeping watch. But truly, Asta, I can't thank you enough. And I've thrown a little extra in there for a job well done.
That's very kind of you, Jonah. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
I concur. I'm very excited. Big plans in the making, you know. Olympus won't know what hit it.
I'm looking forward to it. If you ever need anything else, you know how to get a hold of me.
Will do. Now then, I'm going to celebrate. I suggest you do the same.
Great. So now what?
Now we listen to Jonah's instructions once more and break out the champagne.
Boss, take it easy. Maybe you should calm down.
Calm down? Calm down? It's been 2 weeks since I've heard from Ivory.
Yeah, but breaking all of your priceless vases isn't going to...
Shut the fuck up! 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And nothing. No Ivory, no drug shipment, nothing. And now, the city's in a panic because Slate's been murdered. So, my best goddamn worker is MIA, and the biggest political chess piece I had in my pocket is dead.
I know, boss, but...
But what?
But it looks like that Jonah is going to be taking over. Their track record is fucking awful. Maybe it'll work to your benefit.
Are you too fucking up your own ass to see simple facts? You better clean the shit off of your eyes or you'll... What?
Boss?
She's dead.
What was that?
I said, she's dead. My best fucking hitman. Dead.
Oh god. Ivory.
Killed by that cunt fucking Stavish.
How do you know it was her?
Her wife was anonymously gifted a fucking single sprig of Stavish's stupid calling card.
I thought...
Oh, don't fucking worry. She did that too. Ivory's storefront found a sopping wet bushel of those stupid flowers at the doorstep.
A Stavish special then. Those fucking... What are we gonna do now, boss?
Now. Now I want revenge. She wants to take my best? I'm gonna skin those little sluts alive.
I know. Ivory was one of a kind.
Losing her hurt me, Tony. I want to hurt Stavish the same way.
Boss, we can't take Hernandez out.
No, not the sledgehammer. We need to bleed Stavish dry first. Hit a vein, strike a nerve. Go get ready for a job. We're doing this tonight.
Future Captain's Log, August 13th, 1902. I'm going on hour 12 of the Olympian Bean Stakeout, and so far, nothing significant. I feel like they know. It's a watching me watching you type of situation. They just finished packing up the shop for the night, which means in less than 6 hours, I should be ready to execute plan Hidden Basement. Mihai is gonna eat his shit when he finds out that I, Harvey Bell, single-handedly disrupted the biggest crime ring in Olivia. I think it's time I change position. They've sent the cats after me. Looks like I'll be waiting a little longer than 6 hours. Over and out.
My ladies, welcome home. Vinny, Scoop, thank you for arranging this gathering so rapidly. As I'm sure you are all well aware, earlier this morning, our lovely Banshee performed excellent work and executed the perfect crime, of which we haven't seen in a good couple years now. With this new ally in our pocket, not only did we make a pretty penny from this job, but we now have control over the Southern Exchange and will begin expansion immediately. For tonight, however, I want us to simply celebrate. Tomorrow, our business grows. Nastrovia!
Banshee, you catch all of that?
I did. Please let Aster know. I'm happy she's satisfied with my work.
I'll be sure to pass it along.
Thank you. Now then, where am I headed?
You mentioned last time you always wanted to do a tour of Tokyo. You'll be going under a typical American name, living there for your business. In your bag is your papers, your new address, a survival's guide to Japanese, and a downloadable Japanese language learner for your computer.
Looks like you've got everything under control.
I do, as a matter of fact. And your plane for Tokyo left the Ontario airport 6 hours ago, so remember to grab the new ID when you go through TSA.
Thank you, Vinny. And?
And you'll find your payment in your new apartment as normal.
Perfect. Tell Aster I said hello. See you in 6 months.
Enjoy your vacation, Banshee.
So is the formal part over, or?
Yes, why? Sneaking off with candy?
Not yet. But soon. I want to get my drink on.
Yo, Aster, you drinking tonight?
In a bit. I want to make sure Banshee gets on her flight without complications.
She's a big girl, Aster. She'll be fine. Have some wine.
Yes, boss. You need to unwind a little.
Yeah, boss. Peer pressure.
I suppose a glass while I wait couldn't hurt.
These fucking keys! Got it. Who locks up a coffee shop this fucking tight? It's a cafe, not a goddamn bank. Oh, brand new ovens. How lovely. Man, and to think that poor Sedona kid just redid the entire joint. Their parents would have been so proud. Well, at least they'll be with them soon. Oh, are these new counters too? We can't forget those. Who knows how flammable they'd be on their own. Oh, and look at this beautiful upholstery. I hear leather lights up pretty well. Oh, and how nice. They invested in an air filter. Let's just get rid of this little thing. Shame. I really like the coffee here. Well, Zagata, I guess you could say, your night's gonna be pretty lit.
I would say I didn't expect to see such a sexy little thing at this party, but I'm not a good liar around you.
And I would say I didn't expect such blatant flattery, but you do live here, so I shouldn't make myself a liar either.
I'm a little bored of this party.
Oh yeah? Need some more to drink?
I could go for another, but I'm thinking maybe relocating.
Where did you have in mind?
My room. Or yours. Maybe a car. Park bench would be fine. I'm not picky.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that. But sure, let's go.
Couldn't even stay till 10 and they're off.
I suppose we should cut them a little slack. Candy's been very busy since the shipment arrived, and Sledge hasn't seen her since before we left.
I guess. Anyways, you heard from Ruby lately? I can't say I'm surprised at the turn of events, but I am curious how Hari's gonna take it.
Yeah, she mentioned this morning she was going to talk to them about it sometime today.
Hari's not too keen on us. I really hope they don't kick her out.
If they do, she'll have a place to stay at least.
That's true enough, I suppose. Though, I doubt Mick's scared of her own shadow with trying to offend you.
Could you imagine? Hari nearly cries when you text them. I sincerely doubt they'll purposely try to have an issue with us.
Yeah, they know better, that's for sure.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, you never seem to be.
Piss off. The only thing we need to be worried about now is expanding.
Great, more paperwork.
You bet your ass it's more paperwork. Starting tomorrow, I'll need to see the heads in my office.
So what kind of expansions are you thinking?
Well, crossing state lines in and of itself will be phenomenal, but getting a new branch of Ultraviolet down the line of the exchange means more income. Lola will be excited.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
All in all, not only will we be able to expand and move more of those drugs now, we open the doors for Porsche and Diamond too. And with Amber's expertise, we should have no trouble with the future location, distribution, and property acquirement.
Yeah, boss. You're always talking business. This is your party. Relax. Celebrate, would ya?
I don't normally agree with Beak, because she's kind of an asshole. But she does have a point. This is a party. We'll discuss everything tomorrow. Let me refill your glass.
The two of you are going to be the death of me.
We just haven't seen you drunk since that time in Russia.
There's a good reason for that. No need to get ourselves in another awful situation while under the influence.
You talk about it like it was a bad thing.
It was a bad thing.
Whatever. Look, if you want to be boring, the ladies are right over there and you can talk to them about it. Or you can take this shot with me, which is much more fun.
Well, if you're twisting my arm about it.
That's the spirit!
I'm glad to see you unwinding a little. Here's your glass.
You're staring again.
Can't help it. Missed you. And the things you do to me.
It was only a few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks too long.
Then I guess I'll have to put on a good show for you.
All you have to do is show up.
Oh, really? That's great for you, but personally, I need a little more.
Just say the word and you can have whatever you want.
I want to know how much you like that shirt. I'd like to rip it off you.
Well, I'm certainly not going to stop you.
Careful, honey. I'm feeling pretty loose after all that alcohol. You don't know what you're asking for.
Are you going to lose control? I can't wait to see it.
Oh, don't go picking on little old me. Aster's been giving me weightlifting tips. One of these days, I'll be throwing you down on the bed.
You mean like this?
Yes, just like that.
Then what are you gonna do?
Then I'll crawl on top of you and kiss you senseless.
Like so?
Precisely.
What can I expect next?
Do you want me to narrate the whole thing?
Tell me everything.
Now I'll pull you up in my lap and rip your shirt off, buttons and everything. And I know how much you like your lacy bras, so I just reach behind you and gently undo it.
That's very sweet of you.
What can I say? I'm a romantic- Hey! I thought I was narrating this.
Sorry, babe. I didn't mean to get ahead of myself.
You keep those hands where I can see them. Or else.
Or else what? Ooh, you're feisty tonight.
It's my show, remember?
Of course. I'm sorry, baby. Lead the way.
Stop talking. You can use that mouth for other things.
Oh, I can, huh? Do I have your permission?
You have my permission to make me scream so loud we drown out that music.
Easily. Fuck him. Ignore it.
I just have to make sure it's not... Oh my god!
What?
It's Bobby.
Texting you?
No. It's about Bobby. It's from Carl. I gotta tell Aster.
Wait! Candy! Put a shirt on first!
Miss Stavish!
Candy? What's wrong?
I just got word that Bobby is downtown, coked out of her mind.
What?
Carl, my regular, just texted me. I am so sorry.
Don't be. She's the one who's going to be sorry when I'm done with her. Vinny, get my coat. Sledge!
Yeah?
How sober are you? We've got a dumb fucking bitch to pick up.
More than you are, and I really don't think it's a good idea for you to come-
I'm gonna kick her ass. Vinny, get that, please. I need to find my dusters.
Hello? Sedana? Calm down. I can't understand. Wait, what? Are you a Ruby Hurt? Asta, you might want to hold on for a second.
What? What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's gonna be okay, Hari. Deep breaths. Did you call an ambulance yet?
Vinny, what is going on?
Okay, calm down. We'll be there soon.
Well?
Someone set the bean on fire. Ruby and Hari, they got out alive, but just barely. Hari says Ruby ain't waking up.
Aster!
I'm thinking.
Well, you better think fast. Bobby's not gonna stay there long.
Shut up. Just give me a second.
No! Ruby's injured.
Fuck! Sledge, you and Candy go collect Bobby. Bring her here. I'm going to get Ruby. Beak with me.
Right here, boss.
Not one fucking thing can go right. Vinny, call my father. Tell him what's going on. Scoop, I want you and Amber to find out which hospital they're going to. I want the best taken care of them.
Of course, Aster. We'll get a rotation going to watch them.
Good. Let's go.
Be careful, Beak. Keep your eyes peeled.
Got it.
Scoop, this is really, really fucking bad.
Looks like they're headed to Sacred Heart. I've got Amber coming through the staff, and Porsche and Lola are free to do a perimeter watch tonight. And I believe Diamond will take first morning watch.
Good. We'll set a rotation for the rest of us after we deal with this shit. Sledge, Candy, you two better go collect Bobby. Joseph's on his way now.
Right.
Keep us updated on Ruby and Hari.
How bad do you think it's gonna be?
Carl texted me again and said she's, like, wandering through alleys. He's surprised the cops haven't picked her up yet.
With the governor thing, and now the beans in flames, they've probably got their hands full. You said down by second?
Yeah, just pull over on third and we'll tailor there.
Got it.
I hope Ruby and Hari are all right. I wonder who set the bean in flames.
Oh, Lunescu.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We sank one of his guys on the cruise.
At least we have a target to aim for.
Yeah. Ruby better be alright, or Banshee's gonna have to hop back on the fucking plane she gets off of.
You don't think Aster would do it herself?
I honestly have no idea. Oh, for dick's sake, there she fucking is. Yo, Bobby! The fuck are you doing?
Jesus, Bobby.
Fucking look who it is.
Come on, Bobby, I'm taking you to Aster's.
You aren't taking me anywhere, Sledge. Unless it's to bed.
Ya fat fucking chance.
Then fuck off.
Wow, Bobby, way to go. You disappointed Mr. Stavish and Aster. Are you proud of yourself?
Very much. She thinks she can do whatever she wants. She can't.
She's certainly doing better than you are right now.
You smug little fucker. You love this, don't you?
What are you talking about?
You fucking love that you can just ride up with Sledge, the love of my life, and fucking rub it in my face?
What? Where did this even come from, you-
Enough, Bobby. What we had between us was in the past, and it's dead and gone now.
No. No. I know. Deep down, you still love me.
We're way past that. Move the fuck on.
And not to get back to what we were talking about, but...
Shut up!
Alright, I've had enough of this. You are out of your fucking mind. Let's go.
I don't think so.
Come on, Bobby. This is enough.
You can't tell me what to do.
You want the cops to come pick you up?
As if that would do anything. I'll be out in a few hours.
Your family isn't gonna bail you out of this time, Zambini or the Stavishes. Everyone is fucking tired of your shit. You wanna go to prison?
Please. I'm not as reliant on the mobs as you.
Yeah! You've made that abundantly clear by turning your back on the people who want nothing more than to help you.
Yeah, because eating out the mafia is a great way to live life.
Oh, but being high as fuck all the time isn't...
I've had enough of you.
Great. I've had enough of this. Now let's get in the car and go.
Candy's right, Bobby.
Oh. I see.
Yeah? Then let's move.
I see perfectly now.
What the fuck are you on about?
She's what's in the way. Not you.
Bobby, let's talk about this at Aster's.
No! I've had it. You're keeping Sledge from me.
What? Sledge is a grown-ass adult and she can do what she wants.
And honestly, Bobby, you're doing a great job of repelling me all on your own.
You're only saying that because she's brainwashed you.
Gee, and you have a lot of knowledge on that topic, don't you?
You love me, Sledge.
Oh, fuck way off. That ship has been out of port for a long time, Bobby. Let's fucking go. We have other shit to worry about today.
Sledge.
What, Bobby?
You're going to love me again.
Bobby, Shut the fuck up. Let's get in the car.
You don't understand. Bobby, fucking drop it, will you? We caught you. Don't make us do this again. You want another concussion?
Enough, you fucking psycho. Let's go.
It's just... I see it now. Great. You can tell us all about it on the drive home.
You won't be coming with us.
Whoa, okay. Put the gun down. Candy! Candy!
I've been praying hard by the water, praying so hard to make things right. And I've been sleeping nights without a father, but oh, he's so sad almost every night. And now you're gonna set me free, but then you turn and capture me. So now you're gonna drown with me. No one's gonna set you free. Now you're gonna see just what you've done. And out of your victims, I'm the only one who's gonna be free. The trees are dead and cold by the water. Seems winter is here almost every night. And your secret's out, you're running farther. But all of your wrongs will be made right. Now the sun is gone for good. But then you try to run as if you could. And now you're gonna drown with me. No one's gonna set you free. And now you're gonna see just what you've done. And out of your victims, I'm the only. As if you could. And now you're gonna drown with me. No one's gonna set you free. Now you're gonna see just what you've done. And out of your victims, I'm the only one. Oh, you'll drown with me. No one's gonna set you free. You're gonna see what you've done. And out of your victims, I'm the only one. I've been praying hard by the water, praying too hard to right my wrong.
Lovely listeners, this brings our season to an end. We hope you've enjoyed our story thus far, and you can expect season 2 to begin near the end of this year. We wanted to say a special thank you to all of you who have gone on this journey with us. Your comments and reviews are incredibly encouraging, and we are thrilled to bring you this story. We'd like to say a very special thank you to our patrons, and especially our $30 patrons, Jocelyn and Sammy. We are blown away by your support. Your generous donations have provided our crew with new equipment and payment for hard work. Thank you. The Lavender Ladies podcast is a Goose Thunder Network produced podcast and made possible through listeners like you. The Lavender Ladies was written and created by Megan McLenathan and edited by Molly Ray and Delta Christine. The Lavender Ladies theme song and original music was composed and performed by Benny James. The audio editing for The Lavender Ladies was done by Megan. The voices you heard in today's episode in order of appearance are as follows. The voice of Scarlet was Emily. The voice of Banshee was Michaela. The voice of Governor Slate was Noah Meredith. The voice of Aster was Megan. The voice of Sledge was Delta Christine. The voice of Vinny was Dylan Shane. The voice of Jonah was Skylar Evergreen. The voice of Tony was Cedric. The voice of Linescu was Jacob. The voice of Ruby was Cole Burkhart. The voice of Harvey was Peter Lelouch. The voice of Scoop was Jade. And the voice of the introducer was myself, Benny James. For more information on the Lavender Ladies, please check out our website, www.thelavenderladiespodcast.com. Follow us on Tumblr at thelavenderladies.tumblr.com and our Twitter at lavenderladypod. And if you've enjoyed our story and would like to help support it, please consider donating to our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/thelavenderladies. Or please consider supporting us through Patreon. Monthly donations include rewards such as access to scripts early, specially recorded thank you messages, and our $10 and higher donations include merchandise rewards. Thank you for your support.
Officer Harvey Bell, Olympus PD.
Good evening, officer. How can I help you this evening?
I have a few questions for you regarding suspected arson at the Olympian Bean.
Of course, officer. I'm happy to help.
I knew it was you. I was in the middle of a stakeout of the Bean when you picked the lock.
I'd like to talk to my lawyer.
You're not under arrest. But you ruined my investigation!
I'm sorry.
Those two kids were running a mafia out of the basement of the Bean, and I was about to catch them. You got rid of all my evidence.
So, you also know of their gang?
Feels like I'm the only one in town. I started investigating a few weeks ago, but Captain Mihai kicked me off the case. They have this whole town blinded.
Mehi giving you shit about it too, huh?
What do you mean?
I was a member of the force years ago. The original owners of the Bean used to hold meetings here until they died. Then they passed the mafia on to their kid, who runs the joint now.
I knew it.
They've done so many crooked things. I simply couldn't let it go on a moment longer. That's why I set fire to the place. They're filthy, disgusting criminals.
Mihai is gonna flip shit when he hears how much dirt I've dug up.
Do you want to get kicked off the force too? Why do you think I'm an ex-cop? They have Mehi eating out of their hand. You need concrete evidence. More than just words. I may have destroyed their little base of operations, but they're still alive, aren't they?
Like you said, we have no evidence. We have no reason to question them about mafia-related activities.
Oh, don't we?